The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I have to answer to Jorge Estrada Ramirez, who is correct. He says, John's a dummy. Time is not a construct. It's the fourth dimension. Yes, it's a dimension. And to be more clear, the clock is a man-made construct.
It's not the fifth dimension.
That's right. Up, up, and away with time, I say. He'll never stop that one. He's digging his heels on the Marilyn McCoo days. But you're right. Human measuring units are different. But that's the point, is what would we do with the moon? Do we make it the actual basis of the moon's time based on its spinning and its thing, like a moon day? Or do we zoom in calls and say, all right, we're just going to put you on Eastern Standard Time when you're dealing with New York and
whatever time the Florida's on.
I don't know, right. Making time.
Because that's where we'll be launching most of them.
Yeah, but it's going to be weird. So I guess you'd still do 24-hour days, Earth days on the moon. You'd be on the Earth's clock on the moon and just base it off of that. I don't know how we're going to do that stuff, and I won't be alive to see it, and I'm fine. But time's a dimension, and then our clocks are our invention. Because things age, you can't help but do that, but it's weird. It's deep. It's meta. Brady, we have had James Taylor earlier this week.
Yeah.
We had James Taylor as this year's first nominee for the Nathan Sutherland local Heel of the Year, as last year's winners, Pearl and Paradise, when they robbed that mentally challenged boy at the Fry's by coming on to him and then stealing $700 out of his wallet that he'd worked so hard for. And when you rob somebody who's mentally R-worded, you are the worst person alive. They won Nathan Sutherland's terrible award last year. Nathan Sutherland, of course, will never be topped as the worst person ever that you may
the
have.
The GOAT.
That you shared a road with for years that you may have. He is the GOAT. He's the greatest.
Tom Brady of.
He's the, I guess we'd call him the G-Soat, is the greatest heel of all time. But so we have another submission. As earlier this week, what did, I forgot what James Taylor did. It was bad, too.
Yeah,
he shot a homeless lady in the alley behind his house because she wouldn't leave.
Yeah,
that's
out.
Right, yeah.
So he just went out and shot her dead. Some poor woman that was, you know, just in need of help. And he didn't tolerate it. He didn't want to take his trash out and walk by her and step over her. So he just shot her instead.
Shower the people with lead all the time.
That's right. And then he realized when the cops came, he was like, why'd you do this? He goes, I failed at my own suicide attempt and I'm feeling kind of down. So I took it out on her. Horrible person. Well, here's a new one. And I think it eclipses our
it bumps JT.
It takes James. Now, I could forgive James Taylor because he's got a lot to live up to. His parents named her after a very successful singer. This dude, however, right here, could have run into him at the Fry's, Safeway, Albertsons, whatever you shop at. If you live out in Surprise, you probably walked past him and his family hanging out. Maybe went to one of his ball games.
You're like, there's a guy with an Easton bat bag.
That's right. Police say a college baseball player here from Surprise, Arizona, facing charges after hitting a javelina in the head with his baseball bat and killing it last week. It's all on video because 20-year-olds can't not videotape themselves doing everything, including killing stuff illegally. 20-year-old, remember the name, Roger Henry Alexander. That's right. I hope your parents are listening. Raj, reportedly hit the javelina in the head near Waddell Road and Bullard Avenue on January 18th. Court documents say the Snapchat video shows a car parked with its headlights on, which blinds javelinas. Javelina standing blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
They kind of freeze.
They freeze. When Alexander gets out and then walks right up to him, knowing that he's blind, and smashes the bat full force into its head and knocks it over. The javelina begins to seize on the video while Alexander turns towards the camera, smiling and laughing. The javelina is dead. It died a painful, slow death while Roger Henry Alexander tried to go viral. And he will, but not for the reasons he thinks. He may go viral as Phoenix's second submission for 2023's Heel of the Year. Congratulations, Raj. You're in. Roger Henry Alexander. If you work with his parents, walk by and say, your kid's a dick, and it's your fault. Always blame the parents. Man. That way, kids will start getting hit in the head a little more often so they don't do stuff like this.
There goes that baseball career, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, unless he's great. I mean, you have to be Mike Trout good to get over this one, yeah. And he's not. So Roger Henry Alexander, you are this year's second submission for Arizona Heel of the Year. Congratulations. Good work. Blinding a beautiful little javelina. Now, if they're threatening you or on your porch, defend yourself. That makes sense. But blind them with lights and then walk out of your car and smash them with a bat?
Yeah, I mean, if you accidentally hit it.
For a viral, take it out of its misery. Yeah. There's reasons to do what he did.
But this was just
this wasn't one of them, and especially when he's like
assassination.
Get the TikTok out, bro. And that means he needs to not be part of society
because he there thought be an assist on that the guy filming.
There, somebody's going to get in trouble for that too. He thought for a second there, people are going to really think this is funny. So he fired up the TikTok. I think he should have to spend 2 nights in jail. With javelinas in his cell. And no bat. Covered in the scent of whatever javelinas eat.
Tusk fest.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of fear put back in a young Roger Henry Alexander. RHA. I hope your parents can hear me right now. And he made a mistake. Yep. And he's going to pay for it. And after he pays for it, we'll let him loose. But that is one S heel. And I don't want to be in the Circle K when that dickhead standing next to me going, my TikTok video's going through the moon, bro. No more baseball for you. I don't know where he played. The weird thing is that another thing right afterwards.
Maybe he just got cut from the javelinas.
There's the next story says javelinas retain head coach. I'm like, that's just the algorithm got confused at what to talk about. He's a player at Ottawa University in surprise.
He's not Mike Trout, then.
No, and that's true. They identified Alexander in the video was taken into custody at a home near Litchfield in Wednesday. Police asked Alexander why he hit it, and he said he thought they're nuisances and people wouldn't care. They don't matter. He also admitted, I did something wrong. 2 counts of animal cruelty. It's fine. Beyond what the law says, I say you're a big dick. That thing was going to leave you alone. You leave it alone. You don't go smashing things.
I don't even think the Nuge would think that was cool.
No, of course the Nuge wouldn't think that's cool. Smashing anything in the head with a baseball bat that's blinded.
Hunt it properly.
Right. If there's a hunt on to curb the population,
looks like a douche too.
He does look like a douche. Because he is. He proved it with his action. Yeah. One or two nights in a room with some javelina. That brings me back to another one, back to that wife of mine. We were in Sedona that time. Remember I told you that one? And we were at the L'Auberge at night, walked back to our room. The bartender warned us before, hey, be careful out there. I've seen a couple of the boars. I'm like, oh, all right, keep my eye on that. Get up to the room. It's nighttime. There's people on their deck, couple rooms over. Our deck, nice place. And she starts screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh, my God, a hyena, hyena, hyena.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, that's not possible. What's she doing? Other people looking at her like, this broad's nuts. Couple javelina down there.
Look.
I'm like, we're like 12 feet up. They're not jumping.
There's a hyena down there.
It's not a hyena. This is not.
Yahoo!
Yeah. And Mufasa and Scar?
No. Whoopi Goldberg is the voice of the hyena. That's what you're thinking of. That's a javelina. Totally different. Anyway.
Is Wilbur down there?
Oh, no. Where's Charlotte?
It's a different pig. Just stop. Anyway, that's a different story altogether. Today, we focus in on Roger Henry Alexander. I hope you know his parents, and I hope you're shaming them like crazy today. The apple never falls far from the tree, and that's exactly what we're doing. The whole family gets it today.
Shame.
All of it.
Shame.
That's for you, Alexander family.
Shame.
And sorry to little javelinas out there all over. It's 8:39. We'll do fireside chats. A real quick round. What do you say? Fast one.
Awesome.
I mean fast. If you want to get involved, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. 585-9800 is the phone number. You can bring it up. Just don't waste our time. Be interesting. That's all we ask. The Fireside Chats are next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.